In the gospel reading today, we first have to ask the question about who Jesus calls himself to be, that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sin. That is coming from the book of the prophet Daniel, that point of the Son of Man. So we have to understand that point, because it also, Ezekiel uses that term regarding his own self. But when we're talking about Daniel, remember that there was the vision that Daniel had, and there was a man with the hair white as wool and so on, and he was being ministered to by thousands and thousands and ten thousands of ten thousands. And it says, then there was one like a son of man who was presented before him, and glory and dominion were given him, and so on. That's where that term is coming from. So our Lord is telling them he is the one that the prophet Daniel spoke of. He is the Son of Man. He is the one that is presented before the throne of God. And that's why he has the authority, because he is God. Now, that being said, knowing that we have this grace of the forgiveness of our sins, we also then recognize we have the call to holiness. It is one thing to be able to say, well, okay, my sins are forgiven, so now I can just sit in front of the TV and eat bonbons. Well, what good's that going to do to anybody? I mean, yeah, your sins are forgiven, that's good. But we need to grow in holiness so that we don't fall back into the sins, first of all. But beyond that, growth in holiness is love for God. It's being conformed to God. And that, of course, is exactly what we're created for. We're made in the image and likeness of God. The more we become God-like, in other words, the holier we become, the more we become the people God made us to be. Sin being exactly the opposite of what is the image and likeness of God. And so we need to be striving for that. And that's exactly what we heard in the first reading, that there is going to be this way that God is going to establish, and it will be called the Holy Way, and on it are those with a journey to make. So holiness isn't just an immediate thing. Yes, you can look at it in the absolute minimum. You're either in the state of grace or you're in the state of mortal sin. So yeah, if you've been to confession, your mortal sins are forgiven. You're in the state of grace, you're holy at that point. But holiness by itself is more than just the minimum of being in the state of grace. You have to be in the state of grace, obviously, but then there is this journey. And it is a journey to love God more and more. It is the journey of getting sin out of our lives more and more. That can only happen in prayer. That can only happen when we're spending the time with the Lord. And so little by little by little, it grows. And it's a lifetime. So again, this isn't something that we can just say, all right, if I can do this for the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months, I should be set. Not at all. For that, we do that, then we're going to be like those foolish virgins who didn't bring any extra oil and their lamps were going out. They thought they had enough. Okay, I'll put in a few weeks, that should be good enough. Well, then we start slipping backwards if we do that. We have to, it's a journey. We have to keep moving forward. It's to be able to get from here to heaven, here to the Lord. We can't just say, if I do this for a week, then I've got it made. I can just fall back into my old way of life. No, we have to keep moving forward on this path. So that's what we're being asked to do. So we have our Lord, the Son of Man, the one who is presented before our Heavenly Father, the one who took away our sins, the one who opened the way to heaven for us and has established the way, because he said, I am the way. That's the path we have to be on. That's where we have to be walking, deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of the person of Jesus. That's the path. the way to heaven. That's the way to holiness. He conformed himself to us so that we would be able to conform ourselves to him. He who is God took a human nature to himself, so he became like us in order to help us to be able in this journey to become more like him. He shows us what we're supposed to be because he lived it. Obviously, he's God. He lived it perfectly. We can't, but we can strive for that union with Christ. We can strive for that holiness. That's the journey that was talked about in the first reading. So we have everything there for us. Now it's just a matter of making the decision to get on that path, to walk along that way, and to strive for true holiness, true union with Jesus Christ.